I knew that there was much to know about Mammoth Cave. It's just that meeting Joy Lyons in the 70s, a young co-ed from Western Kentucky University, would see these pictures of Stephen Bishop. Stephen Bishop is a world-renowned explorer and guide, but she says all the pictures that I'm seeing in our criteria and in our archives can't all be Stephen Bishop. They cannot be. So she started her own research project, and she'd go to Glasgow, Kentucky, and she searched to see if she could find the Bransfords that were left, the original family. So she found cousins, and she became acquainted with my father. Well, by 1976, I was underway. I knew that there was a lot about Mammoth Cave I didn't know. I just wasn't sure where to start. Mm-hmm. My dad's oldest brother was one of the older guys, and he became in some age, and so there were a lot of things that he couldn't remember. His name was Arthur. His name is found in the cave today in 1924. I know exactly where it is. So it seems that my dad had given me all the information that he knew. He had a cousin in Indianapolis and then named Clifton that was older, and he had a lot of information for me. But then Joy Lyons, chief of program services there at Mammoth Cave, even today, it stirred her curiosity about the Bransfords and who some of the pictures of who these people were. So Joy Lyons started a research project, and my dad says, I have a son that lives in Glendale, Kentucky. He's always coming to Glasgow asking me questions about Mammoth Cave. Perhaps the two of you would like to meet one another. And we did. Became very good friends of Joy, and our friendship remains today. It's just that there were so many things that she filled in the gaps and the unknowns that I didn't know, and there was a little bit of information that I was able to give her from kin folks in my family. Joy Lyons is a very, very wonderful writer, and it just seems coincidental that in the midst of meeting Joy Lyons, there were some Kellers from Louisiana who were heir to the artist who sketched Nick and Matt's picture in the 1850s, also came to Mammoth Cave with this huge sketch that I never knew about. And all of these things seem to come together at the right time. A picture of Madison Bransford, my great-great-grandfather, that she had inherited from her great-grandfather, a Dutch artist who came to Mammoth Cave in the 1850s. He was so inspired by a slave knowledge of the cave that he sketched this picture. And we think that Matt was dressed in the very best that he had to pose for the picture. His name was Madison.
He has a jacket on, a sort of a coat, mm-hmm. suit coat.
Yes, he does.
On.
See how nicely dressed he is with his hat and
yep,
everything.
And a white shirt, mm-hmm. buttoned right up.
He seemed like he was fascinated that slaves were given the responsibility of taking free folks from around the world through the cave. Mm-hmm. I mean, kings and queens and the best educated folk from everywhere, a dependent relied on slaves like Stephen Bishop, Nick and Matt, and other guides of color. I want to make it very clear that my ancestors had the longest stay of any one family at Mammoth Cave, but there were other distinguished guides as well, the Much Hunter and the Bob Livelys, and other guides at Mammoth Cave that were there, Stephen Bishop.